Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. If you have any prayer requests or correspondence you'd like to send to us, you can do so by going to our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. And you can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglensmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And don't miss these posts on warnusa.com and danaglensmith.com. The Lord of Sabaoth, vindicated. The day of vindication for those who have cried unto the Lord and have sought to find the evil done to them relieved. The coup d'etat dissent Americans foibles. There exists an American propensity to have America's foibles thrust upon the whole nation. Here we define the foibles as a minor weakness or eccentricity of someone's character. Technology building God. Who or what is your God? The world today is filled with societies that daily bring technology to its own people. And on warn-usa.com, Wells of Salvation, Isaiah's prophetic book, part 18 on battle lines. We conclude that our look into the rule and reign of the greater son of David, the millennial kingdom being described in parts, gives a glimpse into the eternal to come. Also, Prophetic Celebrations Trumpet Series is a fall celebratory feast where the presence of God, His leading, and the Word of God come together. And be sure to get the book by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith, The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? The Rising details a takeover of America with dark forces that plot to bring the country into the globalist new order. And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglensmith.com, where you can visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglensmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. What's going on today? The weather was beautiful.
Yeah, about time.
Yes.
And I'm not sure the Ukraine thing, you know, really. I mean, there's so much information flying around, and today they were saying that Ukraine took back a city from Russia, And, you know, I mean...
Well, how many did they say left has...
A lot.
Like 9 million people have fled Ukraine?
Million? I don't know.
I know. It was astronomical to me.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't blame them. I'd leave, too. Ukraine's a big country. It really is. And, well, at any rate, today we're going to stop off first about St. Patrick. Just because this was March and we have a line of Irish, you know, in our family. And the one thing we watched was I Am Patrick with John Rhys Davies as St. Patrick. And, of course, he's a really good character actor.
He is. It was good.
And he's always good in everything I've seen him in. And that was good. And, of course, you know, the whole thing that started this off was that Christian Newswire. And Christian organizations publish stuff on there is what they do. And Bill Donahue, who is connected to a certain organization here. What is it called? I don't even have that down. But at any rate, anything to do with the Catholic Church and some things, he, at any rate, every year at this time, he brings out their St. Patrick's secrets. Now, we're not going to go through all these. We just wanted to chat about it a minute. Now, we, you know, up till the time of St. Patrick, the film, I'm not sure if I really understood that Patrick was kidnapped and enslaved. Now, it says Irish barbarians, and they had come to plunder the estate where he was at, his family's estate, and took him away and changed to Ireland. And when he went, you know, as a slave, that's where he converted to Christianity and prayed all the time, and he finally escaped after 6 years. It's really quite a story.
It is. It was. I enjoyed the movie and the story.
And, of course, his family thought he was dead. And no one that had been taken by the Irish raiders had ever managed to escape and return. And the guy that did the autobiography of St. Patrick, Philip Freeman, this is quoting Bill Donahue, says that the family said it was as if a ghost had returned from the dead. And you think about it, in those days, I mean, there's no internet, there's no phone, there's no nothing.
Right.
I mean, it's just like in the Old West when you were back east, and if your daughter got married and they both went out west, you never heard from them again. Unless they settled down after a couple of years and was able to get the mail through. I mean, it's a lot different, you know.
We have instant communication here. They had none.
Yeah. And especially with our family in things, we have a lot of that. But and most families have that. It's just amazing the difference. And of course, he did have a vision in that. And he had been brutalized as a slave. But in the vision, he felt to recall a return to Ireland. And he remembered the Lord saying to love your enemy. And he believed God was calling him to be a missionary to Ireland. Now, of course, the family and friends weren't happy about it. Are you crazy? I can see that coming out.
Yeah.
Are you nuts? And so he became a priest, practiced celibacy. That's something the Catholic Church was famous for, still is. Eventually named a bishop, was named a bishop. And the thing that's interesting I found is that he did not introduce Christianity to Ireland. And he wasn't Ireland's first bishop. Now, for some reason, I got, you know, that idea is out there, that he brought it there and that he was the first bishop there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And
I used to think.
But it says that he did more to bring the gospel to Ireland than anyone. And he converted legions of pagans, especially in the northern parts of the island. Too bad we don't have St. Patrick here in America. We've got a legion of pagans here.
Oh, we do. They need to be removed.
Well, that's why they named, you know, some of these ports around here, you know, Pagan Way, you know, and some of these other places.
Mm-hmm.
Paganism are us.
That's right.
Well, there is actually a pagan theology in America. There really is. And several years ago, probably more than several, I ran across it. And they were happy to be called pagans, American pagans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can still find them. But, so at any rate, I think this is one of those things.
I like that story of St. Pat.
Yeah. And the thing that he did confront the wickedness of his day. And, you know, in America and going around the world, we have a real problem with confronting the wickedness.
That's a fact.
You know, and in America, I mean, you know, we're convinced that everything is fine. So,
yeah, and we make laws, or they don't, or I mean, we don't. They make laws to change things to suit their sin, to make their sin legal, and take away the, oh, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Make it look like it's okay and that it's acceptable before God because we've made these laws.
Yeah, they...
They pervert.
They say that which is evil is good and that which is good is evil.
Yes.
You can find that, you know, in the prophets because that's what Israel did. And I think that pretty much is what any, you know, country that has fallen away from the Lord is. You know,
that's right.
They do like to do that. And, you know, today we have a lot of that. Oh, you know, that's Irish and a lot of that. But, you know, when I was growing up, I never gave it another thought. You know, I mean, we were Methodists and, you know, there was still the St. Patrick that people would talk about because he had made a contribution to the Christian church. And so at any rate, it's interesting the thing that, you know, they call him a saint, but every Christian is a saint. The Catholic Church just lifts up some of them and mm-hmm. calls them saints and separates them, which, you know, that's the way they do it. I disagree with it, but it doesn't matter to me, you know, I mean, but... in this case, Patrick, you know, there's a lot of stuff to think about when you think about what he went through and what he did. And look at America. And so it's one of those things.
We need somebody to come into America because this country needs to repent. And we are going through this judgment because America needs to repent. And if America won't repent, it's not going to change. It's only going to get worse. That's my opinion.
Yep. Well, you know, we've had a lot of people come into America over the years, but, you know, when the big British revivals and, you know, John Wesley and a lot of others were happening up in England, you know, and of course we did have big revivals here, but, you know, the only thing you really see, there are a few people that go around, but, You know, we have made laws here, so we've convinced ourselves it's okay.
That's right.
You know, America is convinced that if we pass a law, God has to abide by it. Well, he don't.
Nothing further from the truth.
Yeah. So at any rate, we're going to move on. Curse, blood, vendettas. This is from International Christian Concern. And, this is amazing to me. When you think about how much hatred the Muslims have, you know, that are doing this, the radical Muslims. And in America, over the course of my life, I have had good conversations with Muslims on the subject of Jesus, Yahshua, or Isa. It just amazes me how these things can go on, you know.
Oh, I know.
And there's three Coptic Christian brothers who were murdered by a group of Muslims. But I was looking at this, and the first brother's named Yusuf, or Yusuf times three.
Yeah.
So he was named Yusuf, his dad was named Yusuf, and his grandpa was Yusuf, or somebody, something like that.
Since that's the three brothers' names.
No. The next brother's name is Afi Yusuf.
Oh.
And the other one is Bushra Yusuf.
So that's what it means?
I don't know if that's what it means. I'm not Coptic, but, you know, I mean, I found that interesting because it'd be like, you know, Smith, or Jones, or whatever. Maybe that's the first name. But see, the others have Yusuf as the last name.
Yeah.
And they have a separate first name. But the first brother has the same name all three times. You wouldn't forget that one.
No, you wouldn't.
So they're out working in the field. Now, that's, again, that's the modus operandi. Christians, for the most part, work in fields. And there's some that have a little private plot that they own, and they go work it, and they raise the grain and raise their stuff and their food. And some of them have herds of donkeys or whatever, you know, animals. And it just depends. But see, anymore, it's get harder and harder for Christians to actually even make a living, especially over in Nigeria. Now, this is in Egypt. And, of course, Egypt was really, really bad with the Coptics. And then there was a little coup d'etat in the military dude got in. And I'm not sure where it's at now, but I know that the reports coming out of Egypt have lessened. They're not like they used to be. And so,
which hopefully that's a good thing.
Now, they were shot by their attackers in another district, and they cut them up and mutilated their bodies, and then they danced as they committed their crime. And the village from which they came also celebrated with musical instrument when they heard the news. And the family and friends of the Yusuf family mourned and wailed, of course, because of the men's death. The men didn't know anything of the killing that happened when their father was younger, and that the manner of the recent murders did not match those of typical revenge killings. That's what this was. And they said the mutilating of the corpses is linked to religious identity, and it comes out of the Islamic State. And being as we followed Islamic ISIS in 2014-2015, we got real up close and personal with the news we did, and we saw what they did, and it was disgusting.
This is just horrible.
Yeah. And so the men were swiftly captured, confessed their crimes, and showed how they killed the men, and their standing trial for the murder of the three Christian brothers. Well, see, in their doctrine, they're going to go to paradise. So 70 years ago, one of their family members were killed. And all of a sudden, these Muslims feel like.
And who knows if even the Yusuf family had anything to do with it.
Yeah. Well, see, when you're in Muslim country, it doesn't matter. But at least they got the man, and hopefully justice will be served, because we've seen a lot of times it don't.
That's right.
And now, not too long ago, and this is via Liberty Counsel, and we're talking about the shot mandates, the DOD, Department of Defense, and of course, they recently came out talking about, you know, getting rid of some more of the military that weren't prepared to take a shot. I didn't realize there was more and it was still going. I thought they'd overthrown it, which they did. But at any rate, in the 11th Circuit of Court of Appeals, the Liberty Counsel filed a response opposite of the Department of Defense, who tried to stop a preliminary injunction granted by Judge Stephen Merriday. And this was for two service members in a SEAL case. They were Navy SEALs. And they were arguing that they should, the Court of Appeals should deny the motion. And they, in other words, they wanted to stay what the judge said and continue with throwing them out because they wouldn't take a shot. Now, the judge ordered each branch of the military to file a detailed report regarding religious exemptions from the COVID-19 shot every 14 days. And that was beginning Friday, January 7th of 2022. That's this year. The documents prove that the military continues to deny religious exemptions while granting medical exemptions. Now, see, this is exactly opposite, and we found this with the Biden administration. We've seen this many, 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 many times with them, that when the court tells them not to, these people up there just continue to do what they want. And so, the federal district court based its ruling on the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, finding that the Marines and the Navy failed to demonstrate to the individualized person two of the essential requirements on government action that burdens a person's sincere religious belief and a compelling interest and the least restrictive means. And so the conclusion then out of the court would make it that the requirement to get COVID shots will no longer be required.
Well, that's good.
And so, I haven't heard much of that.
I haven't heard anything for a while.
Because I've been watching, all these various things they're doing. And I didn't realize that the DOD was trying to sneak this stuff in. Because the people running the DOD and the people running the administration up there, they are totally whacked out liberals. Now, I'm sure there's some what I call, quote, in quotes, normal people. But believe me, Biden administration is not normal, and they surely don't care about the Constitution. Not in their vein, anyway. And so at any rate, nothing surprises me with the Biden administration, because they just ignore everything. And finally, they grudgingly get their butts in gear and agree to something. But by that time, they've already made a mess of things. And it's just like there was another one that came out today that, it was already put out that they had the right to return the people that came across the border. And the Biden administration started putting restrictions on what they could return and who and when and what and where. And so they had to go to court again. And it was overthrown, and that was just this week or last week. I mean, they continue to do this stuff in spite of what. Everything that they're trying to do is virtually illegal or immoral, really.
Yes.
Of the stuff they're doing. You know, he shut down a lot of stuff, including oil and gas and a lot of other leases and things like that. And then, of course, the word got out saying, well, they have plenty of leases, they're just not using them, which is a lie. And so there was another court action by major oil companies, and I'm not sure exactly which ones, but they were going against the Biden administration on this thing, and at the same time. So it is a mess.
It is.
This is how these people work. And you can't talk to them. They don't care. It's just like Biden continues to want to, you know, I seen in a news article the other day, they had $300 billion in COVID relief they haven't spent, and they still want a lot of money.
That's insane.
You know, I mean, what is the matter with these people? You know, they want to have a lot of money so they can just do what they want. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi's husband is buying up stocks. And I forgot what the stocks were now.
For, what was it? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, at any rate, they're going to vote on it. And, electric...
Electric cars, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's buying up stock there. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are working on legislation to push this Green New Deal, which would give a lot of money there, and he's buying stock.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about, a swanky, immoral...
Hypocritical,
lousy thing to do. You have a conflict of interest, Pelosi, and you look around and you can't see it? I mean, this is what we got running America today. These kind of people.
Greedy.
We need to get rid of them. We need to vote them out. And we need to remember that this is America. This is not some second-rate, funny farm where anybody can go up and get in the presidency and begin to tear it apart. What you're seeing in America today with the Biden administration, and I write about this, is indeed a coup d'etat. And it's a sneaky coup d'etat because Joe Biden is being led in this. He couldn't begin anything. He's just following orders. So you want to hear some of this stuff. You know, you got to pay attention. And I hope to God that we can stop this stuff, because if not, it's going to get even worse. And everything began with Joseph Biden. I warned, of course, you know, if you want to hear what I have to say about warning and prophecy and stuff, you need to listen to the shows. You need to read the articles. Otherwise, you're not going to hear it, because I don't go out of my way announcing it. I give it to the people that listen and the people that honestly pay attention to the articles and read them. So if you're interested, you get over to our websites and you get in that. And I would recommend you also buying the book, The Rising, because there's a lot of prophetic stuff in there that I put in there regarding this nation. And that's about an overthrow, and you'll learn a lot about that. So, at any rate, we're ready to go on. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Biden's gender policy. It comes to us from Catholic League President Bill Donahue via the Christian Newswire. So, on March 8th, the White House released a fact sheet celebrating the first anniversary of the administration's Gender Policy Council. What it chose to celebrate would not please many women. There are 33 initiatives that the Biden administration has undertaken on the subject, and little have anything to do with women, per se. Heralding an increase in the minimum wage is one thing. Listing it as an example of championing the cause of women is quite another. Most important, these executive orders or policies that speak exclusively to women are highly politicized. They speak only to a small subset of women. Worse, some are clearly anti-women. Women who are married with children are almost completely ignored. Only one of the 33 listings addresses them. Women who homeschool their children are totally ignored. They merit no commentary. And among these initiatives that target women, there are 5 on abortion and 10 on the growing smorgasbord of LGBTQI plus people, not all of whom are women and not all of whom even exist. Why are women who work at home not included in all but one of these 33 initiatives? Because from the very beginning of the feminist movement, they have not only been dismissed by activists, they have been treated with contempt. The Biden team took their cue from the French feminist Simone de Beauvoir, a bisexual whose favorite bed partner was Jean-Paul Sartre. She confessed in 1976 that no woman should be authorized to stay home to raise her children. Women should not have that choice, because if that there is such a choice, too many women will make it. And so that pretty well sums up the totalitarian impulse that has guided so many feminists. Having the right to choose has never meant the right of a married woman to choose working at home. It has only meant the right to choose an abortion. And some of the policies touted by the Biden administration cannot seriously be considered pro-women's rights. More accurately, they are anti-women. And women's rights are not enhanced by denying them the right to compete exclusively against biological females in women's sports. And women's rights are negated when they are forced to give up their privacy rights when sharing shower facilities and locker rooms with naked men. Yet this is what Biden wants, to be specific, the Equality Act, which would permit these negotiations of women's rights, is listed as a civil rights achievement in the document. So it is the Equal Rights Amendment, which was killed by women, not men, decades ago. Isn't that just horrible?
Well, that's the same thing that Barack Obama wanted to.
Yeah. So it's probably an extension of his. Yeah.
And as a woman, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think it's wrong. It's totally against what God put in place for women to be. And well, they consulted radical feminists, gay activists, and other sexual engineers for advice. You know, they didn't contact real women.
No.
Real mothers and housewives.
And what do these other women know about being a real woman, the traditional role in America?
Nothing.
You go all the way back to the founding fathers, and you'll find happily married women and with a husband that loves her, raising a family on the pioneer lands of this country.
And they're trying to shame housewives and mothers.
Well, and they've been trying to shame anybody
for
that
years.
Is what we call normal. I mean, you know, Rachel Levine. Would he ever be a mother?
No.
Not in the traditional sense. I mean, and this guy has been lifted up, you know.
Yeah, made and, woman of the year. Oh, that makes me sick. I want to puke.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, I don't agree with all that. But personally, according to Scripture, I don't care what they do. You know, you know, they could dress up in, you know, in purple with yellow polka dots, you know, and have a reindeer nose on and dance around to the waltz, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care, because in Revelation it does say, he that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Now, you read it in Revelation 22. There's a few other choices there, but you'll find it just from looking for those things. But that is the end. And the Lord says, behold, I'm coming soon to give to everyone according as their work shall be. And that is the thing. And we have two harvests. The harvest of the wicked and the harvest of the righteous.
That's right.
Or the harvest of the sweet grapes and the harvest of the sour grapes. Wickedness. Now that leads us to Satanism and witchcraft in America. This is via CBN. And they've got a picture of a person, and you really can't tell what sex this one is. The hair is all in every direction. Some of it looks matted. It has to do with setting fires inside a church and synagogue. And this person that they caught had been worshiping Satan and practicing witchcraft. And the name is Kimora Parker, which sounds like a female name. She does look like a female, although she looks like somebody that came out of a closet with too much PCP in them.
Yeah.
I mean, she really does. I mean, her hair is sticking out. And
all directions.
Yeah.
She looks like she stuck her finger in a light socket, and
yeah,
that's what her hair looks like.
And the suspect put some items in the stove, turned it on, and fled. And threw a church planter through a window to get inside. And one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is that a friend, his name is Caleb Newberry. He's described as a friend of Parker. And he says she's losing her grip on reality in the midst of a mental breakdown. He said she started worshiping Santeria and witchcraft. And that's all the stuff, and that's what she's been practicing, and that's what she is putting in her home. She has taken elements from our streets, breaking them, using them as part of the rituals. These are also for curses and for getting what you want.
Yeah.
And so, at any rate, the reason I'm doing this is because for a long time I have come across kids and young people that have had their experiences with Satanism. And one of the experiences that I, a person that I came to know, was in the thing of my professional duties in the restaurant business, and the dishwasher went by Satan. And I asked him one day, why do you go by Satan? You know, because it didn't make sense. This was a small town in the Midwest. Very small town. We had churches everywhere. Nobody went around chanting Satan. Not even the bad kids. You know, just something nobody even wanted to. And he came out with the Satanic Bible. I didn't even know there was a Satanic Bible, but he was reading it. This was a long time ago, long before. I seen another time when they finally said, well, this Satan's Bible, Satanic Bible, has been released. And I thought to myself, I said, I know a guy that was reading it long before this. But see, you always find these kind of people in America. We have a lot of this. And the church needs to step up. Christians need to step up, and we need to understand that there's more than enough power in Christ. And now you have to fast, you have to pray, you can't just barge in like some newcomer. You have to know what you're doing.
And what you're dealing with.
Yeah, because you can't go in there without Christ. You can't go in there with the anointing in order to, and you have to know what the anointing is. But what I'm saying is that we need pastors and preachers and others. Now, see, David Wilkerson and a lot of those that followed him, into the ministry when he led them to Christ, a lot of them dealt with this kind of stuff. People on the streets, thugs and gangs, you know, people on everything, including Satanism and darkness. I mean, they dealt with that. And David Wilkerson worked on the streets of New York. And that's where Nicky Cruz came from. He's an old man now.
Yeah, but, he sure is.
You know, Tower and I remember David Wilkerson real well. He came to our church. We took part in part of that crusade that he did. But, you know, we've seen preachers go around America. Now it's time to stand up and time to, you know, otherwise you're going to lose generation upon generation. I mean, it's as simple as that. Look at these nuts we have today. Every one of them have been sold. I mean, a lot of them have been sold on some form of Marxism. And I'll tell you, Marxism is not the answer. And that's why we're having so much problem. We have got several generations, a lot of them, that have been raised and don't know the Lord. And that's the problem.
That is tragic.
And you think the freedom of America, you think you can make this into an American socialist? That's what AOC calls herself. You're not an American socialist, AOC. You are a Marxist. Russian communism is the same thing as Chinese communism, is the same thing as Venezuelan, Marxism. They're all Marx, Karl Marx, in one form of another. And you try to take this country and make it into socialism, it ain't going to work. And there's going to be a lot of death. There's going to be a lot of issues that you haven't even begun to see. And now since Biden, who has opened up the borders and won't do anything about it, he has literally become a president who is the enemy of America, and those who are with him are enemies of America.
That's right.
And
Amen.
It is a coup d'etat. And if you had any sense and looked at it, you could tell it's a coup d'etat. And it's a coup d'etat that begins in the biggest and highest powers of government and international powers, international contacts, international laws and legal scholars. There is people behind this. And the cheating that they did in order to get him elected, we already know of states that are finding all kinds of stuff. And now they found the laptop of, Hunter Biden, and they said everything in it's true. When Bill Barr got mad at Trump and yelled at him about the laptop, of course, it wasn't any good at that time. It was just fake. Now today we find out it was fake. They even found some FBI that was lying about it, from what I've understood. So, I mean, this is where we're at. And for over, well, let's put it this way.
So what were you talking about was fake? His laptop?
Yeah. When they wouldn't do anything before and Trump talked about the laptop, everybody told him there was nothing on it and it was just nothing.
Oh.
It was a nothing burger. So nobody did anything. Of course, that was the line they were pushing, all the Democrats were.
Yeah.
And they were lying through their teeth. And remember, Pelosi was right in the middle of this. And here she is again. And she's been getting rich there.
Yeah.
And now she's going to get even richer because of this Green New Deal and her husband suddenly investing a lot of money
in
electric cars and stuff. I mean, give me a break.
That isn't the first time because of her position, they were given knowledge of other stocks to get involved in, and they've made millions of dollars on the stock market.
And you know, they were going to do something about it, but I'll tell you, when we talk about the COVID shots, I think it was Pfizer. One of the most popular stock that people were buying at the time, and this includes some Republicans, was Pfizer stock.
There was quite a few people in Congress.
And guess what? These people in Congress never had to have a COVID shot. They were able to get the hydroxychloroquine and other stuff, while the Biden administration openly tried to stop anybody else from getting the hydroxychloroquine and make everybody take a shot. I mean, there was a lot of dirty dealing during that. We've got wickedness afloat in this country. I've warned you and warned you and warned you, America.
Till you're blue in the face.
Yes. And I told you before Biden was elected, I told you there is an issue with this particular election concerning Trump and concerning Biden. And it's not going to work out the way many people feel. And the minute Biden is elected, that's going to signal judgment. And that's what I told people. And you think all this is just because? No, this is judgment. And when the enemy enters in like this and things happen, it's because America has fallen off to the side. You can find the results in the Old Testament. You can see how God dealt with both houses of Israel. Whenever they fell away from Jehovah God, he allowed their enemies to overcome them in order to bring them back. So in every judgment, When you find judgment, you'll always find a redemptive purpose and mercy at the end of that if you will pay attention.
That's right.
I mean, you look at this whole thing as nothing but corruption.
It is.
And I'm getting sick of corruption.
I've had enough. I've had my fill.
And there's a lot of this stuff. Now, we do have some other things going here. But Ukraine's been a big deal. And right now, we've got a thing from Mission Network News online called DeathBridge. Now, I've talked about DeathBridge before, Tower. DeathBridge is a ministry to the deaf.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And it's been some time, maybe 6 months. But they're over in Ukraine. And they said there's 70 million deaf people in the world, and 98% have never been introduced to the gospel. And, you know, I'm going to stop there. But if we go down a bit, they talk about in Mariupol, which is exactly where, they were attacked and taken over by the Russians. And then there was another bit of news today where I saw the Ukrainian army standing there in Mariupol, and they had taken it away from Russia. But, you see, in Mariupol, they had a theater there where people went there to be safe because there's an underground bomb shelter. But DeathBridge asks, what if you couldn't hear the air raid sirens or find information about evacuation routes?
Yeah.
Well, the deaf, and there are deaf there in Ukraine that need help, and that's what this one of the ministries, this group does. They have 9 vans at the time that this was written. And I'm not sure, this is was on their website, fairly new. But they had 9 vans going to various parts of Ukraine, bringing out the deaf people. And they said over 800 deaf refugees have come through the deaf center. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
800 in Ukraine? I didn't realize there was that many people who were deaf.
Oh, I know.
You know, it just astounded me. So we need ministries like that.
We do.
So, and the reason I'm bringing this out is I want to introduce you to DeathBridge again. I want to tell you, go over to deathbridge.com. The word deaf, the word bridge, combine it, and then .com. You know, the .com. You know what it is. Deathbridge.com, just like we're at warn-usa.com. You know, write it out, go to their website, find out about it. And, you know, I urge people to help these kind of ministries. Now, we've talked about a number of ministries tonight. You know, International Christian Concerns, Samaritan's Purse is another good one. And, you know, and this one, deathbridge.com. And there's another one, Mission Network News is another one. And that's who this was. Actually, it was DeathBridge. And see the way they do it. A lot of these ministries will write the article, and then it'll get distributed through Mission Network News. So check these ministries out and pray for these ministries, because every soul is precious. Every person, you know. And that's the other irritating thing, Tower, you and I were talking about. I am so sick of people saying, well, it's not Putin's fault. Or that, you know, it's Ukraine's fault.
But well, it's the people that are suffering.
Yeah. We're interested in the people. We're concerned about the people.
That's right.
Now, you see, when you look at it, you can say one thing. This thing didn't begin until Putin invaded, so it's Putin's fault for the deaths. The Ukraine didn't invade themselves.
That's right.
Now, they do have internal struggles there. That's not my issue. That's their issue. That's not right either. But when you try to throw this whole thing and say that it's something else other than what it is. No, Putin invaded, period. And there's lots of people that are out of Ukraine now and homeless. They don't have a job. They don't have any way to make it.
They've lost everything.
Yes, you've got Ukraine practically ground into the dust. There's Russian tanks that have been blown up everywhere. You know, the Russian army, there was a thing today from a guy who was a Russian soldier who talked on the phone to people saying everything is just ridiculous here with the Russian army.
We heard on another news report that like 15,000
Russians have gotten killed.
Russian soldiers have been killed.
I mean, who
knows? In just, what, less than a month? That's horrible.
Yeah. And, of course, it was last week that I noticed there was an article. It was a big write-up. Putin was having a big victory celebration in Russia because they won the war. I don't know who's won the war. All I know is there is a lot of people over there right now who are hurting. And there's
a lot of deaths.
Yeah, and Putin continues to shoot from afar. And frankly, if Putin continues to shoot, you know, and blow up Ukraine the way he's doing from afar like some second-rate chicken-hearted leader, then America or somebody needs to go into Russia, you know, and shoot a few things over there. Of course, well, that'll create World War III. Well, congratulations. What do you think happened when Hitler started doing this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
The world needs to wake up. NATO needs to grow some testosterone and a few other things and stop being a bunch of weak-kneed leaders. Somebody needs to tell this dude to stop doing this. They need to come to the table. They need to come to the table for the people. Period.
Yep. That's a fact.
Yep.
Putin has too much pride. And the longer this war goes on with him being enabled to do that, nobody's stopping him or doing anything about it, the bigger his pride gets and the worse this is going to go on.
Well, at any rate, one of these days it will end. And
hopefully the sooner the better, I'll tell you.
But we are living in the days of wars and rumors of wars. And
we are.
And so these things are going to happen. They must happen before the end comes. So there's no doubt about that. Do you got time to do your last one?
I don't know. How much time do we have?
Well, we got probably about 8 minutes.
Yeah, maybe I'll try and get it in.
Actually, about 6 minutes.
Then I would like to save it till next week.
Okay. Well, at any rate, I do want to emphasize this Ukraine thing. You know, I feel for the people over there. I don't care what color they are, what religion they are, what country they're in. You know, whenever you see this, it's devastating.
It is.
You know,
it's heartbreaking.
It's just like when you look at Africa and see what the radical Islamic groups are doing to Africa and to many of the innocent people, many, many, many of whom are Christians who get slaughtered over there. There is so much blood that's been shed that's innocent in the world today. Now, see, there's something I've been
that's
teaching
right
on for many years, and that's blood guilt. And the judgment of the blood is coming, and it'll be fulfilled during Revelation. But you ever talk about, you want to know about blood guilt, you get over to my websites, and up in the nav bar I have where a lot of our teachings are and things like that. You can find them there. And no, there's not a special cost to access them. But one day there may be, in order to help support everything. But I'm telling you today that blood guilt is going to be paid for. Both, now I'll tell you, it's not just wars and innocent people, but it's also aborted babies. And it really gets bad when you want to have abortion and have it good for 28 days beyond the pregnancy.
Beyond birth.
Yeah, beyond birth. Now that's damnable. You're killing an innocent child there. And this nutcase female that's up there that tries to get into the Supreme Court, she's a woman and she's black, and she couldn't even define what a woman was. And this is a woman and she's a judge. My God in heaven, people. When we have someone as a judge and they can't even define what a female is, give me a break. That is stupidity. She yep. knows what a woman is. She's just not going to tell you because she's politically bought and paid for. This is what your nation is. And I'll tell you, if this was Israel of old and we had Elijah walking around, there would be a few places that'd be singed. He'd be calling down fire right and left. But you'd better thank God we're under the grace of God. But one day the Son of God's coming back and he's going to hold the people accountable. The wickedness will end. So you better make sure you know on what side of the fence you're on.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you and to warn you, it's time to wake up. It's time to stop lying to ourselves in America. It's time.
That's
what you
right.
do
Amen.
With it is entirely up to you. So at any rate, with all that, we were doing St. Pat, Blood Vendettas, the DOD's little skew ball thing trying to manipulate the shot mandates, and then Biden's gender policy, and then Satanism and witchcraft, which is another big deal, folks. We need to reach our kids. And, you know, to tell you how stupid all this stuff is, you know, one of the reasons to have abortion, the Satanists came out and told you. Because we use abortions to worship Satan. That ought to tell you all you need to know about who supports abortion in this country.
Exactly.
They don't have to tell that to the Chinese or to India and even to Russia. Because they're sold out. Abortion's fine. But the blood guilt, it will be collected. The payment for that.
Yep.
So, with that, we're going to be getting out of here.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. Please pray for your brothers around the world, your brothers and sisters around the world. We pray for you. We love you. We always hope the best for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. May God richly bless you and keep you. And be safe, everybody. We love you. And have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Whenever you go to our websites, you're going to find a real Christian website, a prophetic website, in-depth articles, shows. And I urge you to check out our Christian store as well as the book, The Rising. I wrote that and finished it before COVID in the main part ever happened. But if you read the book, you're going to find that there's some things that was actually how they look. This is prophecy. This is a good book. It's a good read. Check it out. If you're a patriot, if you're a Christian, if you want to see America healed, you get the book, The Rising, and read it and think about it. And so until next time, take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Get in the Word of God. And be prepared, because there is a lot of stuff coming right now to this country and to the world. So get your house in order. In every way you can. Till next time. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.